Unintentional DKIM failures. Common message modifications that trigger false positives. DKIM domain keys identified male is highly sensitive to alterations, making it a strong defense against phishing attacks that modify email content in transit. Certain unintentional changes can cause legitimate emails to fail DKIM authentication. This article highlights common inadvertent modifications that lead to false positives. Line wrapping break changes. Some email servers adjust line breaks to comply with RFC5322 or RFC2045 character limits. While the content remains unchanged for humans, DKIM verification fails due to its reliance on an exact cryptographic hash. Whitespace modifications, mail transfer agents, MTAs, or security gateways may modify spaces, tabs, or multiple spaces for formatting consistency. These small changes can break DKIM authentication. Header rewriting or reordering. Adding or modifying headers. Example, inserting received or ex headers after an email is signed can invalidate the DKIM signature. Attachment modifications. Security policies and virus scanners may alter attachments. Example, converting file formats, compressing files, or replacing infected files with warnings, leading to DKIM failures if those changes affect the cryptographic hash. HTML to plain text conversions. To improve compatibility and security, some systems strip HTML elements, remove inline CSS, or convert emails to plain text. This disrupts DKIM authentication by altering the email's original structure. To reduce false positives, use relaxed canonicalization, C equals relaxed, relaxed res for headers and body. Avoid overly strict DKIM policies and minimize post-send modifications such as adding disclaimers after DKIM signing. For professional assistance in resolving DKIM issues, feel free to reach out.